Women are one of the fastest-growing demographics for outdoor recreation in New Hampshire. The State Department of Fish and Game is encouraging that. For more than 20 years, it's offered the Becoming an Outdoors Woman program, or BOW. It helps the department make money and cut down on preventable rescues. NHPR's Annie Ropeek attended the class last weekend in Holderness and found out it's also about women helping women learn to fend for themselves.
We're going to show you a couple things.
About 20 women decked out in hiking gear are sitting in a classroom as two state search and rescue officers tell them, step by step, how not to die if they get lost in the woods in the winter.
It's very, very important to keep yourself warm and dry. Always remember that, warm and dry, warm and dry. And if you don't have something...
Lieutenant Heidi Murphy is Fish and Game's first and only full-time female conservation officer. She's leading this BOW class at the State Hunter Education Center with fellow Lieutenant Brad Morse.
So just so you know, we rescue very, very few women that make bad decisions. Typically, if we're rescuing a woman, it's because she gets hurt. But we rescue lots and lots of guys that make bad decisions because they have to go to the hilltop, they don't care about the weather, and they just keep on going.
That is true. So just know that you're not a loser if you didn't make it to the top. Accomplishing your goal is just being able to do it in general.
BOW is full of these life lessons about planning and improvisation, grace under pressure, and self-reliance. That's no small thing for many of the women in the class, like Claire Rouge.
The very essence of the topic is that we're surviving. I mean, the other things are for my enjoyment, but this could really get me out of a jam.
And her daughter, Vivi Rouge.
I just think it's so cool. Like, I love the idea of, like, being in the woods and, like, making a fire and, like, sleeping in the trees.
Now they head into the snowy woods for fire lessons.
So we all carry something called a ferro rod, okay?
Lieutenant Morse pulls out a small steel rod.
And what this is just, it's a special kind of steel that's got magnesium impregnated into the steel, and it burns at like 3,000 degrees.
Oh. Strike the ferro rod to make sparks and light a fire. It's not the only special tool in Morse's pack, which he says is for a one-day winter hike. He's got waterproof matches, a first aid kit, a stove, pounds of clothes and blankets. This is not survival for the unprepared.
So you two are a group? You two are a group.
Hi, Claire. Claire Rouge and Julia Wilcox tromp through feet of snow to pull sticks off dead trees for their fire. They're armed with lots of tools, including a backpack-sized folding saw to cut logs.
Oh, that's really cutting through.
They dig out a space in the snow for their logs, then bring out one more secret weapon, a cotton ball covered in Vaseline. Split it open, and you've got a waterproof fire starter to light with matches or sparks.
Oh my gosh, it's working!
The cotton ball flames up. Morse shows Rouge and Wilcox how to stack their piles of sticks on top.
This is so empowering.
Excellent.
Oh my gosh. It sounds good.
Nearby, Vivi Rouge is proudly bundled up beside her fire, scheming about things to cook on it.
I think it's, like, very freeing to know that, like, I could go anywhere and I can take care of myself.
BOW really is about empowerment for women of all skill levels. Program coordinator Kim Pruhl says the idea began as a research project in Wisconsin. It found competitive co-ed environments made it harder for women to get involved in the outdoors.
It's an intimidation factor, too, sometimes, because it's like, okay, well, I don't want to be picked on or harassed because I can't do this right the first time. And you never know in a co-ed situation if there's going to be that kind of tension. So having just women and you're all there at ground level saying, nope, this is why we're here and we're going to learn and we're going to learn as a group, it's easier to do something like that.
All this team spirit comes in handy for the other skill on today's agenda, building snow shelters. The women have learned to make simple lean-tos from tarps. Now they're onto something more labor-intensive, a big snow fort you'd make if you knew you were going to be stuck for a while. Susan Rosley and Karen Van Houten have spent 20 minutes using folding shovels to dig a pile of snow for their fort, and they've got a long ways to go. They say they'd probably call home to be rescued before they got this far.
Call my husband. I think it's time to come get
me. Yeah, really. I'm done hiking, honey.
Bottle of wine I left there too.
They keep at it, and soon their snow pile is igloo-sized. Karen Van Houten and Stacy Sibula say this kind of group makes it easy to practice the heavy lifting that men often volunteer for.
I don't think I rely on myself as much if there's men around.
unfortunately. Even though I could do it, I'd rely more on my husband.
I would agree with that. I think I'm more willing to take charge in a group of women. I think I still think would pitch in with their men, but I think men tend to dominate a situation, and so I'd probably step back.
Yeah.
Now, next time they're in the woods, they think they can take charge, no matter who they're with. For NHPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek.